Moving on now, it's been described as a freedom of expression being targeted again. The French-based satellite provider Globecast pulls the plug on Iran's Spanish-language channel, Hispan TV. The channel has been taken off the air based on an order from Europe's SES Astra. Globecast says it received a letter from SES Astra on March the 29th, ordering it to cease transmission of Hispan TV in Latin America. The letter says the decision was made in line with the U.S. sanctions on Iranian media. In February, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control added the IRIB to its blacklist. The Congress has also tasked the State Department with containing Iran's growing influence in Latin America. In recent months, European satellite providers have launched a concerted campaign against Iran's international broadcasters. Eutelsat's Israeli-French CEO Michel DeRozan has been on the forefront of that attack against what's been described as Iran's alternative media. Press TV contacted SES Astra to get an explanation, but the satellite company refused to make any comments. Now joining me live from London is Mr. Javier Farge. He's an editor with Latin America Bureau. Let's get his comments on the situation. Now, Mr. Farge, thanks so much for being on the Top Five. How would you describe this move? I mean, of course, those who have done this say that it's based on the U.S. sanctions on Iranian media, but can this be described as lawful?
Well, it is a campaign that has been going on for quite a while. Last year, another satellite transmission was suspended from Spain. And earlier in the year, the International Federation of Journalists condemned these attempts to stop alternative media organizations like the Iranian one, like Hispan TV. Now, this goes against any kind of freedom of expression. And just to give you a very simple example, there's no justification for this. I have just been to Latin America presenting and producing some TV programs which have been broadcast at this moment in Hispan TV, and at no time we were put under any pressure to do any kind of publicity or propaganda or whatever. We were given the freedom to produce programs which are relevant for Latin American audiences. So this is obviously a campaign to censor and to silence alternative media organizations. Now, you can agree or disagree with the political or editorial line of Hispan TV or Press TV, but that's up to the listener, to the viewer, to decide whether he or she wants to accept that kind of line, and it's up to them to decide what they want to watch or not. Now, again, it would be easy to fall into conspiracy theories, but because this is not the first time they've done it, this is the second or third time they've already done it, then it's obviously an attempt to silence alternative media organizations. What's happening is that in the last few years, there have been new media organizations coming out which go against the grain, against these big conglomerates like the BBC, like CNN, like Fox, etc. The Russians have done this, Iran's have done this, you have Telesur in Latin America, and the system, the establishment doesn't like this. And this is obviously an attempt to silence alternative media organizations. Again, as I said before, you may agree or disagree with the political line or the editorial line, but it's up to the viewer to decide whether he or she wants to watch this, not up to censors and not up to the companies that censor this kind of media organization through closing down the satellite transmissions.
Right, and Mr. Farke, quickly if you can, what can you tell us about the influence that Hispan TV specifically has had in Latin America? Is it a channel that's been widely introduced to the public there, and what is the public opinion about it?
Well, people see Hispan TV as an alternative media organization. When we talk about influence, people are very wise to decide what they watch and what they don't watch. I would not say that this the U.S. seems to suggest that there's a huge influence of Iran in Latin America. This is not the case. Iran is a country that is opening its doors to Latin America. They want to have a good relationship with the continent where traditionally they didn't have this kind of contact. People in Latin America want to see alternative media organizations. They want to see alternative programs. Hispan TV is growing bit by bit. Again, you know, I don't know how much influence it has, but what I gather from people I have been talking to, people who've been watching the programs I have presented and produced for Hispan TV, they are very happy to see an alternative voice. You can have access to these kind of programs in YouTube, you can have it through the website, and means that the censorship is not going to work. Mm-hmm. But instead of talking about influence, we're talking about an alternative, a new source of information that Latin American audiences are having with Hispan TV and with Press TV, and they should be allowed to do this. So in that respect, you could say that there's some kind of influence in terms of people looking for new ways of finding out what's going on in the world.
Thank you very much, Javier Farge, editor of Latin America Bureau, with us there from London.